Lord forgive me. Yours. I'm sorry that your son ain't make it to your grandma's funeral, but shit, I wasn't strong enough to tell him stop the needle. I'm sorry that the first 1K I made was off the hustle. Conditions that I was placed under kinda F my morals. I'm sorry that you cannot see your son become a man, but shit, he'd rather be an addict, couldn't help him, ma'am. He filled my pocket, so I took him to another planet. Sometimes I had it in me just to tell him this is madness. And when he asked for double, nah, I didn't raise the price. But hate me all you want, that's karma, well that's my advice. I took your son from you, but inadvertently, now you be panicking, you rambling to all your family, but they don't know me, nor do you. But allegedly, I'm just a sinner to you. I was broken, damn near homeless, and that slang it paid me good. This is Atlanta, where your people came and gentrified my homies. We have found the perfect way to come and make some profit off you. It wasn't cause we racist, it was just the circumstances. Man, we came to all these marshals, so that bread guarded our antlers. I'm sorry that I empathize, because I really know the situation. Homie Sammy died 3 years ago from similar complications. Honestly, I do not know about the boxes that you place me. Benefits that you get from society is mighty different. Truthfully, I hope you pay attention to your remaining children. Your son, he was a good man under all that drug influence. If I knew that shit before, his ass was strung out on that ace. The day he made the choice to be a junkie, I would tell him wait. Pay respects from a distance, cause I do not need no case. But based on my decisions, yeah, I was too late. Confessions of a drug dealer. I'm sorry that your husband beating you off of the powder. They say that love is power, but addiction might be stronger. I'm sorry that he had to use that white to cure his pain. You was a dime, it's funny that about you he complained. Y'all had some problems, but I'm sure y'all could've worked it out. You met me once, but I won't tell you when, that will not fly. The first thing that he said to you was, bitch, don't run your mouth. To me, he just a client, ain't my job to pipe him down. He filled my pockets, at that time I was at embassy, with barely any money, in rhyming for like one of me. So honestly, the problems that y'all had was hella numb to me. Didn't know that cocaine had his ass abusing you. Foolishly, I sold it knowing what that shit can do to people. They say just a bump, but man, I know that shit became a push. No control of highs can have you loopy, no, he felt the rush. Probably mellow on his own, but without he hate the world. Vices, they were not your fault, you were just trying to show him love. And I kept it incognito, cause them dollars hella nice. If I knew withdrawals had him putting braids upon his gun. I'm sorry that your lover took his life on drugs. Confessions of a drug dealer.
Motherfucker, you ain't coming in no, you come in the name of Satan. I guess if you like a house nigga and won't go competitive, if I say I'm God, then I guess you have to take the side of Satan, huh, motherfucker? Stupid bitch. It's not of competition, it's of cooperation. Stupid ass house nigga.